Chapter 24.
The Nacodean chamber house isn't like the one on Chandrilla. The Chandrillan chamber had an epic sweep to it, with endless scalloped balconies atop endless balconies, as far as the eyes could see. The one here on Nacodea is smaller, more humble. It's wood, not stone. Simple chairs in wooden boxes. Nothing is sculpted, nothing ornate. The seats are not merely before her, but all around her, and what feels like a whirling cyclone of faces looking down upon her. Judging her, she suspects. The speech Mon Mothma gives ahead of the vote is essentially the same as she gave back on Chandrilla a week before. But it is shorter, and it is angrier. The anger is real, because she fears that no matter what she says, it won't matter. She fears she is screaming into a void.
We have to vote yes. We have to end the Empire. We mustn't be hesitant. Not now. Not so close to its conclusion.
And she adds in one last barb, a line she knows she will one day regret, because it does not sound like her. The threat, the bluster, the venom. But she says it anyway.
Those who vote no, recognize that you are marked. You will be marked as cowards at best, and traitors at worst.
She does not like the way she sounds, even though she knows the words are sincere.
I sound like a dictator.
She sounds like Palpatine. The Chancellor leaves the circular stage by going down a set of spiraling steps. At the bottom, she nearly collapses against the railing. She's so tired, so bone-weary. After righting herself, she ends up in the small office afforded to her, an office underground, whose window is literally pressed up against the soil. In the rich tilth, she sees the lightning shape of forked roots and the turning tunnels of crawling worms. Oxy enters after.
That was a great speech,
she says.
I pushed too hard at the end. I went too far. Maybe they'll respect someone who goes that far.
She tells Oxy that she needs to be alone for a while. After Oxy leaves, Mon spends time trying to flex the hand at the end of her injured arm. The fingers have the strength of moth wings. She spies a stain at the end of her sleeve. A bit of pitta juice from the fruit. Mon sits like that for a while, staring down, flexing her weak fingers, hunching over farther and farther until she feels like a monk, so reverent and so worshipful that she'll fold in on herself and become one with the living force. The air changes. Someone is here. She looks up, embarrassed, a blushing bloom rising to her normally pale cheeks. There stands Oxy, her face dark. The vote failed again. She can see it.
Now what?
Mon says weakly, desperately.
We finish the war,
Oxy answers.
What? The vote passed, Mon. The vote passed.